A reading from the Gospel of Luke. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find there a colt that's never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it, and he rode along. People kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had been saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones will cry out."
Today marks the beginning of the holiest week in all of Christendom. Every church celebrates this week. Catholic, Orthodox, Pentecostal, Protestant, Evangelical, Reformed, you name it. This is the week that counts. All four Gospels mark the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem to begin that faithful week. Only two mark his birth. He purposely enters the city as a king. Back in Zechariah, we read, "See, your king comes to Jerusalem, comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." Why a donkey? Well, in ancient times, there were two different ways to pick rulers. A warrior king riding into battle would be on a warrior mount horse. But if the king was seeking peace, or if his intentions were peaceful and he was going to a destination, he would show up riding on a donkey to show his peaceful intentions. The people were yearning for a savior. They cried, "Hosanna, Hosanna." You know what that means? It means literally, "Save us, we beseech thee," or "We plead with you." Their lives were hard. Rome was a hard ruler. They had lost their prominence over the last 300 years. Jerusalem was no longer the ancient city that it had been. They were looking for a Messiah. They read their holy books. They went back and read the prophets. And it all pointed to something like this. So here comes Jesus. How had it come to this for the children of Israel and for Jesus? You remember, it had only been something like three short years since that first sermon in Nazareth. How did that sermon go? Not so well. If you remember, they ran him out of town and sought to throw him over a cliff. His beginning had been less than humble. Born in a manger of an unwed mother, it was not what you would think of as the birthplace and birthright of a king, was it? His first sermon didn't go well. His choice of a management team had been questionable. That they were quarrelsome. There was lack of faith on a regular basis. There was lack of vision every day. His family would even question his sanity when they sought to bring him home. His treasurer in the end would jump ship and find a different master for more money. His very closest friends were soon to deny that they ever even knew him. And the final defeat was only days away, to be hung on a cross, that punishment reserved for the worst of criminals, between two other criminals. And yet on this day, as he entered Jerusalem, crowds cheered for him. They spread their own cloaks so dust wouldn't choke him. They waved their palm branches and sang songs. It's like they were welcoming a king. But Jerusalem's leaders would have none of that. None of that. They told him in a threatening manner, silence your followers. You can almost imagine the next words, or else. And he said something strange to them. If these were silent, the very stones would cry out, he answered them. Think about that for a moment. Oh, it was a beautiful figure of speech, but think about that. Jesus knew that all of creation was waiting for him. He knew that. And so all of creation would be ready to receive the Messiah. It was as if the whole of creation was waiting for this moment in time. History is a funny thing, isn't it? You don't know about it until it's already happened. Well, yeah, that's why they call it history, right? Paul, a few years later, having the benefit of that short history since the crucifixion, would remark, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, if someone had just told the leaders of the temple that on the day that Jesus rode into town, surely they would have dropped everything and declared him king and Messiah, right? Wrong. Wrong. The events that began in Bethlehem and ended with a few days after Jesus' dusty entry into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey changed human hearts. And eventually would change the world. Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Easter is coming. Amen.